Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Vav, and we're going to talk about a holiday that's not Sukkah, but comes up here in the Tosfos, an important line in Tosfos here that relates back to Masechta Shabbos, as we'll talk about the Chavivus of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which comes up on today's daf. The Gemara tells us on today's daf all about different brachos that we know. If one makes a Sukkah for themselves, if somebody sits in a sukkah, if somebody makes a lulav, if somebody sits in a shakes a lulav, brachas of tefillin, brachas of Chanukah, many different halachas of brachas. There's even a machlokas towards the bottom, machlokas tanom. What if you have many mitzvos in front of you? How many brachas should you make? Could you use one bracha to cover many different mitzvos or not? An important Rashi on that mitzvos harbe. But we'll talk about the birchas haroeh. So Gemara says right in the middle of the Amud, in the name of Rav, Hamalig ner shel Chanukah tzorach levarach. If somebody lights the Ner Chanukah, then he has to make the bracha. What's the chiddush? What do you mean every mitzvah you have to make a bracha? So the Gemara continues and says, well, that's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, who says you're allowed to say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. If it's a rabbinic mitzvah, maybe you have a different kind of bracha. No, you say it because of the Gemara defends it. But then Rav Yirmiyah says, not only if I light the Ner Chanukah, which is common, you do the Maisa Mitzvah, you make the Bracha, even Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorach Levarech. If somebody sees a Ner Chanukah, then one makes a Bracha as well. Which Bracha does one make? Not Lahavik, because you're not lighting if you see it, but Sha'asa Nisim Lavosenu, that's called the Birchas Haroeh, right? And that's what the Gemara continues and says. The Rishonim discuss here that the Roeh only makes the Bracha if they don't have any plans to light later in the night. If I have plans to light later in the night and I happen to see a Ner Chanukah, so then I will not make the Bracha Birchas Haroeh. I will be Masbech. I'll put the Birchas Haroeh together with the Birchas Ha'osa, the bracha with the lighting. But if it's in a situation where I'm not going to light, I'm traveling and I happen to be somewhere and I see a chanukiah, I see a menorah, then I would say the birchas haroah. So the Rishonim here, Tosfos discusses, this is very unusual. Where do we ever have such a thing? That you make a bracha when you see the object being used for a mitzvah? You don't make a bracha when you see a lulav, or you see a sukkah, or I see hadlakah, and even Ner Shabbos. Right, I don't. If a woman happens to be passing by Ner Shabbos and she doesn't have any plans to light, she's not going to make a bracha there. So where does this come from? So ask Tosfos, Haroeh Ner Shel Chanukah. This Tosfos is here. It's not a Masechta Shabbos. Right, so you got to learn Masechta Sukkah in order to appreciate fully the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is mostly discussed in Shabbos. Says the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, Bishar mitzvahs kugona lula v'sukkah lo takina levarach l'roeh el agabi Ner Chanukah. Only Ner Chanukah, not by sukkah, not by lulav. Why? When you see a shofar, right? You don't make a bracha, even though one of these gorgeous shofaros. So why not? So Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one: Mishum chavivus hanes, because of the special quality of the miracle that took place. The mitzvah is very chaviv. Is a chaviv to us? Is a chaviv to Hashem? Chavivus hanes, not clear in Tosfos. Right? Some type of special love that is reflected. V'gam, Tosfos adds, V'gam mishum sheish kama b'nei adam shein lahem batim. There are some people that don't have houses. V'ein b'adam l'kayim mitzvah. They can't be m'kayim it. Tosfos sounds like it's harder to do Ner Chanukah than to do lulav at sukkah. Sukkah, maybe there can be a communal sukkah that everybody takes part in. Lulav you can borrow, right? And somebody gives it to you matana manas l'hachzir on the first day. But Chanukah, you need a house. But if somebody else makes the bracha, so then you can't do it yourself. So you need a house, and therefore there are people that don't have a house, and therefore they were misakein birchas haroeh. V'tam rishon nicha d'lo tichalei mezuzah. And Tosfos says that I like the first answer better, because if you do the second answer, well, many people don't have houses, so why isn't there a birchas haroeh and mezuzah? Right, just like a mezuzah and menorah are both linked to a house. So if you're not going to make a bracha on, if you're going to make a bracha on the Ner Chanukah, maybe you should make a bracha on mezuzah. And we never find that. That's why the first answer he thinks is better, right? The chavivus. Va'od yesh lefarech, lefarech, dein shayach lesakin leroeh bracha, she'ein leroeh bracha, she'ein ha'oseh mevarech. Or it's not shayach to be misakein a birchas haroeh where the oseh wouldn't be mevarech, and therefore again he says the first he likes the first answer. Okay, so chavivus hanes. This is not the only place where we find the concept of chavivus hanes by Ner Chanukah. We find this by other Rishonim as well. If you look in the Rambam says in Hilchas Megillah of Chanukah, Paradal Aleph Yud Beis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiyan Me'od. There's that same word the Rambam uses. It's a very beloved mitzvah. V'tzarech Adam Lehizarba. A person has to be very careful about it. We'll get to the rest of the Rambam in a couple of minutes, but there he uses the Lashon of Chaviv. And there are other Rishonim that use it also in halachic context. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos, not here, by Birchas HaRoah, but differently on Daf Mem Dalet, where the Gemara talks about the leftover oil for Shabbos candles. Let's say lit Shabbos candles, and there's some leftover oil. So is that muksa? Is that huksa l'mitzvaso? And I'm not allowed to use it for anything else. Is it muksa on Shabbos? Is it muksa l'mitzvaso? And what about leftover Chanukah oil? Says the Gemara, Moser Hashem and Shebener v'Shebekara Asur, Rabbi Shimon Matir, right, the leftover oil on Shabbos is Asur, Rabbi Yehuda, because that's Muksa, right, Huksa Li'isuro, if it's there in the little Neria to be used on Shabbos, so it's Muksa because it was going to be used for the lighting, and even if the candle went out beforehand, the wick went out, I'm still not allowed to use it because it's Muksa. Rabbi Shimon is Matir, Rabbi Shimon holds of less Muksas, right, that's the famous Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, both in Mesechus Shabbos and in Mesechus Beitza. But Tosfos there asks, V'yachra Shabbos Mutter, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, but after Shabbos is Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa on Shabbos, but after Shabbos it is Mutter. And that's what it says, No ye Sukkah, Asurin L'Stavimian, and Mosi Yont of Achron, but after Sukkahs, one is allowed to use the Sukkah decorations. So ask Tosfos, but we find by Ner Chanukah, the leftover oil by Ner Chanukah, it sounds like that you're not supposed to use it. Says Tosfos, V'kashalari, D'maishta miner Chanukah D'tanya, Kavalel Rishon Mosif Alav Valel Sheni. If you have leftover on the first night, you can use it on the second night. Umadlikbo, Kavalel Ches, if it's leftover on the eighth night, Osela Medura Bifnei Atzmo, Bibnei Shehuksela Mitzvaso. It was separated, designated for the mitzvah. If you can't use it for anything else, I can't use it to make latkes after Chanukah. If I have leftover oil on the eighth night. So one second, Asosis, what's the difference between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos? They're both mitzvahs d'rabanan. Right? Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah d'rabanan, Mishum Oneg, Mishum Kavod, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Right? And Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah d'rabanan also. So why? The leftover oil on Shabbos, I'm allowed to use forever I want, whatever I want after Shabbos. But the leftover oil for Chanukah, I'm not allowed to use it for whatever I want. I have to make a Madura Bifnei Atzmo. Interesting. Lashon, not for now. You have to make a Madura. Answers Tosfos, V'yomari. Diner Chanukah Ikaro Lo Lahana Asoba. Ner Chanukah is not about my Hana, like Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is about my getting pleasure from it. Ner Chanukah is not for my Hana. Elo for Sumei Nisa. It's just to be Mefarsim and publicize the Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Umishum Chavivusa Denes. And because of the Chavivus Hanes, Tosfos says, Eino Mitzapeh Sheyichbeh. Ela Makseh Lagamrei LeMitzvah. Because of the nature of the mitzvah and of the neis, a person's das is that they're maksa ilagamre. I totally put it out of my mind. All this oil is going to be for the mitzvah, by Chanukah. And therefore, even if something's left over, I can't use it. Shabbos, it's my for me, their Shabbos. So I don't. When I have in mind that it, when it's lit, it should be I should get benefit from it. But after it goes out, so the oil, you know, I'm not maksa my das ilagamre. So again, another place where we find the concept of chavivus haneis. The beloved nature of this nace, different than Tosfos here on our daf says that therefore it's different. Chanukah is different than lulav and sukkah and mezuzah. And Tosfos there in Shabbos says how it's different than Ner Shabbos. What exactly is going on here? One final makar which discusses the chavivus, and that is the Rush. The Rush in Maseches Psachim in Perek Aleph. What's it doing there in Perek Aleph on Daf Zayin in Maseches Psachim? That's where all the Rishonim discuss the Nuschos of Birchas HaMitzvah. That's where the Gemara talks about Al Bir Chametz. And based on their Tosfos and the Rush and the Rambam, all the Rishonim come up with their rules and regulations. When do you say lit? When do you say al? All the different rules of the Rishonim. And all the rules explain about 75% of the brachas. And then all the Rishonim have to come up with 25% of chidushim in all the mitzvahs, why these are a rule breaker, right? Why it's a rule breaker, right? We say, Al Mikra Megillah and Lahadag Ner Shel Chanukah, right? So just as an example, the two mitzvahs that we usually put together. And many other rules and regulations. When do you say Lib? When do you say Al? So the Rush, it's Sibid Yud, has one of the rules, and that is, could you do it Al Yidei Shliach? Many Rishonim quote that. If you could do it al yidei shliach, then you say al. If you have to do it yourself, you say li. Hashem commanded me to do this. Hashem commanded me to do this. That's when I have to do it myself. But if it's just about getting it done, I could do it through a shliach, then I say al. That's one of the rules. So says the Riva. Riva hayimachalek de mitzvah she'ef shalasa sadei shliach mivarech al. Aval mitzvah shehu ba'atzmo tzorech lasosa tzorech levarech bilamid. Right? That is the that's the rule of the Riva. That's based on a line there in the Gemara in Pesachim also. So then he goes into, so how does this fit in? What about this? What about others? What about al netilas lulav? Right, al netilas lulav. Don't you have to shake a lulav yourself? Shouldn't you say litol lulav? So he says, well, often, even though the Gemara comes up with a way to do it, often you're not making the bracha until after you would yotze the mitzvah. Because you pick up lulav, you're already done. You're ready to yotze. Right, the Gemara spoke about this. Often, over lasiyasan is already passed, and that's another rule. You only say lib before you do the mitzvah. If you already did the mitzvah, you say al, like al hatavila. A ger can't make the bracha beforehand, so he says al hatavila. So al hatavila zulo lafisha pa'amim mavarech acher shiyatzabo shekvar na'ato lo shach lavarech lito mishum de la haba mashma lamed. And that's why also al hatavila shadayim. I ula hadlik ner shal Chanukah. You could make light ner shal Chanukah with a shliach. I can, if I'm not going to be home, I can tell somebody to make light Chanukah candles for me. So why do I say lit? There you should say al. Even though you can do it through a shliach, and therefore you should say al, urcha de milsa de chol adam adik bebeso. But it's the way of the lands that everybody lights themselves. People don't make shlichim by Chanukah. Why? Mipnei chavivus hanes, because of the beloved nature of Chanukah. So again, this is amazing, right? The Rambam and Tosfos in two places and the Rush all use this same concept, which the Gemara doesn't mention, right? Chavivus Hanes, the beloved nature of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, of the Nes that Ner Chanukah is symbolizing, that's why it has halachic ramifications. Halachic ramifications. So what exactly is the message? What does it mean? Chavivus Hanes. So a couple of ideas. Number one, back to the Rambam. The Rambam, when he spoke about the Chavivus Hanes in that last halacha of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam says, "Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviv hiyad ma'od, v'tzarech ha'adam lihi zoher ba." A person has to be very careful with it. Kedei lahodia hanes, in order to publicize the miracle, to make it known. V'lahosif b'shevach hakel v'hodayalo, and to add on to the praise of Hashem, and give thanks to Him, alanisim sha'asalanu, for the miracles that He did. That's the Rambam. Rambam says we light Ner Chanukah in order to publicize the miracle, what we call Pursumei Nisa, and to thank him and praise him for everything that he has done for us. That's what the Rambam adds there, afilu ein lo mayochal, elamin atztaka, even if a person is a beggar, he doesn't have any money, he takes from staka, shoel o mocher ksuso, v'lokech shem v'neirus umavik. He has to sell the shirt off his back in order to get Neirus Chanukah and light. So the Magen Mishnah here talks about where did the Rambam get this from? To sell the shirt off your back? Because it's a mitzvah, he learns it from Ner Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. So the Rambam says, the idea of Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsim in the Nes, and to thank Hashem, and to praise Hashem. So some suggest, put this together with the Ramban. The Ramban in the end of Parsha Shmos, where the Ramban has again, somewhat of a well-known piece in terms of mitzvos, why there's so many mitzvos, Zeichlitzias Mitzrayim, but the Ramban there has an important line. The Ramban says there, Shebekol Sha'a, we'll start with the previous line. Lefichach Amru, Havizar b'mitzvah kala kavachamura. Be careful by all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs kalos. Shekulan chamudos v'chavivos ma'od. All mitzvahs, in a certain sense, are desirable and chaviv. There's that word again. Shebekol Sha'a adamode b'en leilokav. Because at every moment, through the mitzvahs, we thank Hashem. Right, when we're doing a mitzvah, then we're fulfilling the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is being moded to Him for what He does for us. V'kavanas kol ha-mitzvos, says the Ramban. And the kavana of all mitzvos, shenamin be'elokeinu, that we believe in Hashem, v'node elav shehu bar'enu. And we thank Him that He is our Creator. The kavana of all mitzvos is that we believe in Him and we thank Him. V'hi kavanas ha-yitzira, and that's the purpose of creation. There's no other purpose of creation other than a person to do mitzvos, and through those mitzvos, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He does for us. We do the service of Hashem. V'ein kel elyon chafetz betachtonim milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yode leilokav shebra'o. There's nothing more that Hashem wants amongst humans is to be known by them and to thank him. The kavanas ramamos hakol betfilos, the kavanas beis haknesios, v'schus filos rabim, v'chulu, v'yodu lakel shabaram v'mtiyam v'yafarsamu zeh v'yomru lefanav bir yosecha anachnu. And we should say, we are your brios, we are your creations. So the Ramban says that by all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are about recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing in him and thanking him. Maybe what makes Chanukah so chaviv is that that's the essence of the mitzvah, really. Other mitzvahs have other elements to them. Right, we wear tefillin to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to be meshabed our hearts and our brains to Hashem. All mitzvahs have other kavanas, plus this background kavana, like the Ramban says, underneath, underlying, is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising that we are his creations. But that's the essence of Ner Chanukah. That's all Ner Chanukah is. Persumanei said to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's what makes it chaviv, because Ner Chanukah captures the essence of all mitzvos. That's one suggestion. Right? We just alluded to it before. The Avnei Nezer says that's the Rambam at the end of that we just read, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, they have to sell the shirt off your back, because the Avnei Nezer explains mitzvos that are result oriented, persume nisa, you can't say ones kamanda ovid. You can't say, you know what, you wanted to do it, you don't have money. You know, we'll give you the credit. We'll give you the credit. You can say that by lulav. You can say that by sukkah. You can't say that by biker cholim. You know, I didn't get to the hospital. Ah, it's as if you did it. You wanted to go. No, it's all about the result, to make the patient feel better. So the same thing by persumei nisa mitzvot, says the Avnei Nezer. If I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You can't get the credit. That's why you have to sell the shirt off your back to do it. There's no patur of ones when it comes to that. So that's number one. Number one, maybe what makes it chaviv, and the Ramban uses that lashon of chaviv, is because it captures the essence of all mitzvahs. Number one. Number two, another idea of chaviv might be the medrash in Shir Hashirim. The medrash says in Parsha Aleph, chavivin divrei sofrim mi divrei Torah. The Gemara has something like this as well. In a certain sense, mitzvahs derabbanan are more beloved than mitzvahs daraisa. Because what does the mitzvah derabbanan show? It shows that the rabbanan are taking the Torah very seriously and making sure that the hamon am recognizes and remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, among other sources. Maybe that's what makes it chaviv, right? That's the special loyalty to Torah Shebal Peh that we have, right? And that's the Ner Chanukah, as we know, the only holiday that is nowhere in Tanakh. Right, Purim makes it in, but Chanukah does not. So our observance of Chanukah and of Torah Shebal Peh is very chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe that's what is the chavivus hanes of Ner Chanukah. One other final idea, again, a part of a larger discussion. The Gra, there's a commentary on the Otzar HaTfilas, the classic Pirush on Tefillah from a couple hundred years ago, quotes on the bottom in one of the commentaries on Emes V'Yatziv, on V'Yatziv Anachon. So they quote this from Rav Pinchas Halevi, the Baal Siddur Shar HaRachamim, that connected, he thinks that there are 15 words in V'Yatziv, and there are 15 psukim in the first two parshiyos of Kriya Shema. And he thinks that each word is parallel to another one of the psukim of Kriya Shema. Right, V'yatziv is connected to this, and V'nachon, and V'kayam, and V'yashar, he goes through. So one of the words is chaviv. Chaviv. Chaviv is connected to the first pasuk in the second parsha. V'hayim shemo tishmu. V'hayim shemo tishmu. That's what chaviv is connected to. And what does that mean? So the Gemara says on today's daf, Hashgacha, the top of Amud Beis, im shemo tishma, im shamoa biyashan tishma b'chadash. What's the double lashon? If you review your learning, so then it's gonna stay with you. Im shamoa biyashan. If you listen to the old, Rashi says, mechazer al tamudcha sheshamata. Review the learning. Tishma b'chadash tischakim bo lahavin dvarim chadashim mitoch dvarim yishanim. Then you can understand more. So what's so special about, if let's say that's what chaviv is referring to. Chaviv is v'ayim shemoa tishma, shemoa tishmu, and it's referring, so chaviv is chazar. What makes that chaviv? So again, among other sources, but Tosfos quotes in Shabbos and Afchav Aleph. Right? Isn't it interesting that they even found the Pach Shemen by Ner Chanukah? Right. One of the 500 answers that are given to the Beis Yosef's question of why do we have 8 days of Chanukah and not 7. Is that maybe it was an ace to find it in the first place. They were metame, they made impure all the different kadim. They found one. Where'd they find it? Right, the Yevanim were pretty comprehensive, and they went around to the Ometame. So where'd they find one? Tosfos also asks, and if they found it, maybe the Yevanim moved it. How do we know that it wasn't Tame anyway? So the Tosfos says they found it deep in the earth. It was like covered, buried in. So what does that mean? It means they really searched. They didn't just say, oh, okay, we can't find any. If it was in the ground, Tosfos quotes, Munach bechosam bekarka shel hisitu bekli. You know it wasn't moved because it was stuck in the ground. Right? Somebody must have hid this in the ground. Right? How'd they find it? It must be they didn't take no for an answer. It must be they said, we are not stopping until we find one. That's the message of their finding. So that's what some achronim say. The Nes of Ner Chanukah reflected our Mesiras Nefesh for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, are going above and beyond. Ein davar ha'omed b'fnei haratzon. Right? They didn't, okay, we'll do now, we'll light the menorah. They were doing it because they wanted to, not because just they had to. That was the root of their actions. They didn't want to rely on b'di'evet. They didn't want to rely on tumah hutra b'tzibur. Mitzvahs were chaviv to them. That's what Ner Chanukah symbolizes, that they went and they found the Pach Shemen in the first place. Remember the Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says there, why do we blow so many tzkiyas on Rosh Hashanah? Why do we blow beforehand and afterwards? La'arbe vasatan, Tosfos says. The Gemara says. What is la'arbe vasatan? Rashi says there in Rosh Hashanah, when we blow so many tzkiyas, the satan sees how chaviv mitzvahs are to us, and therefore he has nothing to say. There's no prosecution that he could say. That's what it does when a person does extra and goes above and beyond. When a person reviews his learning, Shamoa Tishma, that shows it's very precious to me. I don't want to just do it, I'm done, I'm finished, let's move on. When I review it, that means I want to remember it, and I want to learn it, and I want it to be connected to me. So that's Chavivus that's related to Shamoa Tishma. So maybe that's Chavivus of Ner Chanukah, because it shows how Mesiras Nefesh oriented Chazal Bnei Yisrael war. They don't want to rely on B'di'evet. They don't want to just get it done. They wanted to do the best. They wanted to go above and beyond as much as they could do. That's finding the Kad. That's V'hayim Shamoa. Be connected to Chaviv. That's the Neiris Chanukah. And that's why we do what we can. And there's even a Birchas Haroeh when it comes to that mitzvah, because this was the attitude of the Chashmonaim, right? Not because they had to, but that they wanted to. They wanted to make sure that they did everything they could in order to get the Beis HaMikdash cleansed and purified. Yeah, there's more, but that's a third idea of Chaviv. So again, what makes it Chaviv? Either that it is captures all the message of all mitzvahs, Lahodia and Lahodos. Number two, Durabanans, Torah Shebal Peh. Number three, it shows that we went above and beyond and did what we can to lechatchila, be mekayim, all of the mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.